Hey there, everyone. This is Ron's Update, brought to you by Ron from the Last Trail Runner Podcast, live from my car. How you doing? It's time for another Ron's Update. Has been quite a while since I had my last one, which was probably just before the Peachtree Road Race. As you know, I ran Peachtree on July 4th, and after Peachtree, I pretty much took the rest of the month off. I ran a couple of days a week, probably, for the rest of the month, but hadn't done much. September wasn't a whole lot better. I probably averaged less than 10 miles a week for all those weeks, and I've just now started to try to ramp up my training. I had started a 5K training program with my daughter. It was a Galloway 5K, and I did about three weeks of that, and I've now switched to half marathon training to get ready for the Galloway 13.1 in December. I figured it was time to start. There's only about 15 or 16 weeks left before that race, and that's just about the perfect time to hit a training program. So I went on the App Store for my iPhone and got the Galloway half marathon plan from, I guess it's Lolo, and put that on my phone. And I haven't been using the program on the phone, but what I have been doing is taking the days and programming them onto my Garmin 920. So I'm doing that Galloway half marathon training program, but using my Garmin instead of the iPhone, which has been working out pretty good, because I've been using MAF, you know, Phil Maffetone's method for training by heart rate to regulate my run-walk periods, instead of using Galloway's 15 and 45, which I normally would use. I'd run 45 seconds and walk 15, but using my MAF, I run up to 118 heart rate and then walk. I usually start running again when it gets down to about 113, 114 heart rate, but the low end of my MAF zone is a 108. So if I want to, you know, have a slower workout, I can walk down to 108 before I start running again. But what I usually do is if I hit 118, then I'll start walking until I get down to about a 113 or 114 and start running again, which has been working out fairly decently, because it pretty much coincides with what I would normally do just using a timer as far as running and walking. So that's working out fine. I'm in my second week of the half marathon plan, and the half marathon is December 11th, I believe. So hopefully it'll work out right. The marathon plan may be a couple of weeks longer than the amount of time I have before the half marathon, but that's not that big of a deal, because what I'll do is just look at when I've got about 2 weeks left before the race. I'll just look at that training program and plug in the last 2 weeks of the training program. And that way I might skip a couple of weeks in the middle, but it won't be that big of a deal. So I won't have to jump, you know, at the very start. Like normally when I start a training program and it's already should have been started, like started it 2 or 3 weeks late, I try to start at the third week instead of starting at the first and building up. But then I decided, well, you know, it's better to start at the first week and run through the program, and then when you get near the end, maybe skip a couple of the weeks near the end, because that way you're not trying to build up faster than what you're in shape for, so you have less likely possibility of getting injured. I hope that makes sense, right? So say 2 weeks out, I'm say maybe in the 14th week of a training program that should have gone 17 weeks. I might skip a week with a long run that is in Galloway's program, you know, 15 or 16 miles. But I feel like I'm not really losing that much, because I've already run farther than the race distance to start with. So, because his programs always go beyond the distance of the race. So, like on a half marathon program, I might be ended up running 17 or 18 mile long run for a 13 mile race. So if I cut out a couple of weeks, you know, I might not get a 17 or 18 mile long run, but I'll still get a 14 or 15 mile long run, which is longer than the race. So I'm still in good shape, the way I look at it. So hopefully that'll work out for me. And I'm trying to do all the things that I always skip in training programs, particularly a Galloway program, is I've always kind of disregarded the cadence drills and the acceleration gliders and that sort of thing. Well, this time I'm doing those, and I realize that that's a good way for me to get my foot speed up and probably actually increase my race pace during the race. I did them this last week. I only do them once a week, I believe, so far on this program. And I really enjoyed doing them. I mean, the cadence drill, basically all you're doing is you're running, counting your time in 30 seconds and how many steps your left foot hits the ground in 30 seconds. And then the next one you do, you try to do more. Like I did like 45, you know. Well, then you try to do 46 the next time, so that you get your cadence faster over a period of time. And then on the acceleration gliders, you start out running just your normal pace for 15 seconds, then you pick it up for 15 seconds, and then you try to run close to race pace for 15 seconds, and then you glide slowing down, trying, you know, and I like those too. So I've incorporated those in my training, and hopefully they'll benefit me when it comes to the race. So that's pretty much what's happening with me for, you know, since Peachtree. I didn't really take the months off, but when you got a streak of days for 2 or 3 months where every single day is above 90 degrees, after a while you go, well, I really don't want to go out. I mean, I used to, it didn't bother me as much, but this year, for some reason, when it's 93 and 94 degrees, it's hot, you know? So I probably was consistently doing a couple of runs a week, but nothing serious and no long runs. So now that I'm getting into my half marathon training and the temperature is cooling down a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit. I think this week it's going to be in the high 80s, which doesn't sound like it's that much cooler, but I think the humidity has also dropped down, which does make a big difference. Well, I guess I'll just let you go and try to get this thing out to you. And I'm not going to say I'm going to be very consistent, because my Ron's Update podcast was always kind of an intermittent type thing, just whenever I felt like putting one out. And today's the day, and maybe, you know, in another couple of weeks I might put one out tomorrow. But anyway, I'll see you later. Bye. I wanted to let you know that I have a SpeakPipe widget on my website. The widget can be used to call in and leave comments about the podcast, which would be helpful to me. I'll put the link in the show notes of this podcast. I also have an email address if you want to send me a comment via email. It's ron@losttrailrunner.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.